My name is Charles Biblezer, managing editor of The Media Line, and my guest today is Mr. Gidi Koch, the CEO of Leket Israel, an organization dedicated to salvaging food that would otherwise go to waste. Mr. Koch, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You came out with a report today about food waste in Israel. Can you please explain some of the key findings?
Well, first of all, this is the fourth food waste and rescue report that we've done in cooperation with BDO. And for the last 4 years that we've been tracking it, there's almost no change at all. It's always about between five and a half and 5 billion pounds of food that is thrown away. And the value of the food is tremendous. 35% of the food in Israel is wasted, and that rose from 33 to 35. But I think the most important part of it is actually that we're wasting $5.5 billion worth of food instead of putting it to good use. Now, even if we don't, if we can't use all of the food, and it's not fit for human consumption, we're still half of it is, meaning that 2.6 billion pounds of food at the value of $2 billion is still fit for human consumption. Another interesting point in this is that an average family in Israel throws away food at the value of $890 every year. But the monthly consumption is equivalent to about $600, which means that we're throwing away a month and a half of food in a year. And that has a meaning also in terms of the cost of living in Israel. The cost of living in Israel is 11% higher than in a situation where we had no food waste, meaning that if we control food waste, then we can lower the cost of living in Israel by 11 points, which is tremendous also.
And how would you recommend that be done? Do you think it needs to be tackled at the governmental level from the ground up in terms of organizations like your own?
Now, regarding the Food Donation Act that passed at the end of October of last year, that's something that we've been working on for a few years. And what it does, it absolves all the donation change from the manufacturer of the food down to the volunteer delivering the food from any criminal or civil liability. And it actually serves us well, because after the law was passed, we got over 60 calls from organizations that understood that, you know, they have now an umbrella. The law is giving them an umbrella support in this, and they cannot be sued or held liable as long as they keep the food safety in place. We're still sifting through these 60 to find out how we can partner with these organizations, and we're talking large, very large organizations and small. I can even mention IKEA, that I met with them a couple of weeks ago, and now they're starting to cooperate with us next week and with two centers that they have in Israel. So this is huge, and this can actually also allow for more food to be rescued. Now, what we can do at home, the first thing is at the purchase level, when we're going to a retailer and purchasing food, the first thing we think needs to be done is plan ahead. Get a list of things you want to purchase and stick to it. Don't deviate from it, because it's easy to be tempted by a lot of sales going on at the retailer. You know, there's a buy one, get one free, or get 30 or 50% more if you purchase this product or something like that. So don't be tempted by these sales. And then look at the expiration date. See that you have enough expiration time so you can actually consume this, the food that you're purchasing. And probably one of the most important, don't go hungry to the retailer. If you're hungry, you'll probably purchase a lot more food. There's a lot of psychology involved in this, but it's true. At the home level, what you can do is differentiate between different types of produce. We know that 23% at the household level, 23% of fruits and vegetables are thrown away, which again is a staggering number. So don't mix, for instance, cucumbers and tomatoes. They release gases, different gases, and they affect each other. So if you put them together, the tomatoes will ripen more quickly, and so will the cucumbers. When you're cooking, put the food into the fridge while it's still warm. Don't wait for it to cool down. this will prevent spoilage at a later stage of it. I think these are some of the most basic tips that we can give for people who want to try and control food waste at home.
Mr. Gidi Kroch, I very much appreciate your time. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me again.